I'm having a problem finding Albert. Who the hell is he related to? I don't see him listed under Elizabeth the First. Isn't he the brother of Elizabeth the First?
Wasn't he the husband of Victoria?
He was the husband.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's later. Oh, him.
Earlier.
Well, nobody talked about him. What's the name of the brother of Queen Elizabeth? And he did the Bible. And
Edward. James.
Okay, so did Edward...
James. King James did the Bible, but Edward was the baby.
Right. So did Edward really pass on, cast off clay at a young age, or he disappeared?
He disappeared later. He disappeared. He died, but not really later.
Yes, but so he, what do you call him? Edward what? Tudor? By trying to find his dates. What's he called?
Yes, that's his age. It's Edward.
Edward the Sixth. He only lived 16 years. He was crowned at the age of 9. No, look, 1553 is 16 years. A little under 16 years.
You're wrong.
So he dies at the age of 16. Now you're saying he didn't die, he disappeared. He went somewhere else.
He died, but not 16 years. He did die.
Right. He died eventually, but where did he go from 16 to 50? Late 20? What did he do for those 12 years? Where did he go?
The Loire. He went to the Loire Valley. He was fragile.
Okay, so wasn't he an expert on the mystery landscape?
As you know it, yes.
Okay.
As you know it, yes.
So now, Albert...
We have to do that way so when it changes later, you made room for it to shift. Because will.
Albert, the husband of Queen Victoria, are you saying nobody talks about him? Was he like Leopold II of Belgium, around for hundreds of years?
Yeah. He was much more beneficial. And the little thing called Torchwood, which y'all make fun of, that really was an institute that he funded happily.
So it's based on his longevity.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, was he human?
Mostly.
Okay. He had that other. He had that little extra thing in his little zinger in him.
Mm-hmm. He had a zinger in him. Yeah. He was, as Greg would say, he was Jewish by injection.
Okay, I'm finished, Roxy.